So tell me about Manifest.
Or whatever you're watching.
Here to talk about Manifest.
Here to talk about Dr. Sean Murphy, the autistic doctor. Jake, would you like to hear my backstory?
What I would like to hear less of is you doing what you think an autistic voice is. That's a sensitive topic.
This is what it actually sounds like. I've brought audio proof.
He's a doctor. He's not the quarterback for the Chiefs.
Does Mom have a weird voice?
Yeah, he does.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he does.
So yeah, now's the moment of truth to find out if the audio sounds any good.
I'm going to take my headset off so that I can enjoy this pain just like everyone else.
We'll see how this goes. But yeah, I brought in some clips in case, because I knew you were going to be like, he doesn't actually sound like that, because that's how you sound whenever you're talking like Dr. Sean Murphy. And
I celebrate the spectrum.
I can't, dude, no one in the world appreciates and just loves autistic people like I do. Honestly, I've talked about this before. As a kid, I was like hoping that like someone would like figure that out for me, because like then it would explain a lot of things.
Right.
Like it just turns out I'm weird. Like if I could have been like, oh no, I'm autistic.
Yeah.
Like then I would never have had to explain anything. But now like it's just an awkward silence.
You might not have gotten sent to the Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah. I'd have been like, you can't fucking do that to an autist. That'd be cruel, but they could do it to me.
Yeah, I think it might have been a situation where the diagnoses had not caught up with, you were a man before his time.
They haven't made the word yet.
Right.
No, and like, honestly, like I do, cards on the table, I really like this show. It's like House, if House were nicer and autistic, like House pretty much is autistic, right?
As a guy who got the ABC login for the upfront so I could watch The Rookie.
Yeah.
Fucking heavy with The Rookie lately.
Yeah.
I'm not going to judge you.
I mean, like if you like medical dramas, and like, yeah, I agree with you, medical dramas are dumb as hell, but if you like things that are dumb as hell, and I like plenty of things that are dumb as hell, this is a pretty good one. But there's also a lot of things about it that are pretty fun to chuckle about.
The premise is that it's Doogie Howser, but with autism. Is that right?
So here's maybe I'm not nailing his voice, but tell me I don't have like something about it.
There. The small bowel is twisted around the superior mesenteric artery. Martine needs surgery immediately.
We need to confirm with Dr. Melendez.
No, Dr. Melendez is in surgery. Part of Martine's bowel is dying and killing her with it.
No, you cannot make these calls on your own. Dr. Melendez was very clear.
He was very clear. It's past midnight, which means it's tomorrow, which means you're no longer my boss. Is this the OR scheduler? Yes, this is Dr. Murphy. Prepare an OR for surgery.
Hell yeah! Get that fucking OR going!
Jesus, dude.
You know that I have a little bit of it.
Why? We all know people who have this.
And none of them fucking talk like that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what is
that? The actor is not autistic. He's in plenty of shit. He just is a regular fucking guy. That's the thing that's funny about the show is that whenever they said, we need you to play an autistic person, he said, no problem. I'll just change the way that I talk and the cadence of my voice. Then people will know that I'm autistic. You're trying to hide your laughs.
No, I'm not.
But no one buys it.
I'm trying to amplify
about autism.
My empathy. I don't get it. And so what is his ability that has been amped up while his ability to deliver words properly has been tamped down?
I mean, that is how autism works, of like that it's that your brain functions in different ways, and it's not any worse, and in plenty of cases it's considerably better. That's why it's always looked, you know, that's why they call it a spectrum. There's a ton of different, you know, whenever someone says they're autistic, it can mean a million different things. But you know, in this case, like he's got a very rigid, logical mind, Dude, the worst thing about the show, anytime he's solving a medical problem,
Jesus,
it does this shit. I wish that I had a clip for it. I wish that this was a video. Let's make this a video podcast just so I can show you the clip of anytime he's thinking about, like whenever he's, prior to that scene where he's,
your bowel is twisted.
Okay.
Yeah. He it's just him with like a real pensive look on his face and like words of like a medical textbook flying by his head.
He's got like
and then like a picture of a kidney comes up and like it with his mind like takes out a part of it. He's like, this is the problem.
He's got a fucking blog word cloud
yes.
Front of him.
And that's how his brain works. And he comes up with a brilliant medical solution. He sees things people aren't. That's the thing about autists. They see the world differently. And when it comes to this, you know, whenever someone says it's just a stomachache, don't worry about it. He knows your bowel's twisted and it's killing you.
So he can diagnose these things and then has to deliver them like sports panties.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Is there more?
Would you like to hear my backstory?
Okay. Jeez, dude.
It's that his dad threw a rabbit against a wall, Jake.
I'm sorry.
Like when they're trying I'm dead serious. When they're trying to explain how his they got the flashback scenes, you know, with like a younger person playing him and you know, just like walking you through like how did he arrive at, you know, he's autistic but he's a doctor. That's crazy. There's two major events they revealed so far in the series. I'm like fucking 10 episodes behind. One.
No one believes that.
No, it's because we're watching it with Josh and Nikki. We come over to have good doctor parties.
Oh my god.
One, it's that his dad got real mad and threw his live rabbit against the wall. Very difficult to watch. They show it a bunch of times. And two.
Now I'm hooked.
Two. His brother died by falling off a train car they were playing on. That's why he's a doctor, because he didn't know how to save him. It's hard. I know that you're uncomfortable with the voice. So I'm trying not to do it as much, but I'm having a tough time.
I feel like you might do this a lot.
Guilty as charged.
This is your new Matt Iglesias around the house.
I might not have said a single word in my regular voice. The way you feel about Coach Rod... is how I feel about Dr. Sean Murphy.
Eat your food, man.
So as my final bit of thing, I want to end with the beginning. This is the audio of the first scene.
Oh my god!
Of the Good Doctor, just to, you know, they're like you saw a couple ads, but like you don't really know what the show is about, or like maybe your friend told you got to watch this show. It's crazy. What's it about? I can't even tell you.
Maybe critics are saying.
Critics are saying it's an amazing show, and you tune in. The first thing that happens is at an airport, like a big glass thing breaks because some construction.
Airports are like the Madison Square Garden for autistic people.
it demands a lot of you. It's tough to rise to the moment in an airport.
A lot going on.
No doubt about that. A young boy gets a piece of, like, it falls on him. So like glass is covering his body, and he's bleeding out. And another, you know, they do the is a doctor in house, and I was really hoping he was like, yes, I'm here.
Nope.
But he didn't. Instead, it was you know, some other schmuck who's a doctor goes to help the kid, and Dr. Sean Murphy wanders over, and we hear this.
You're killing him.
I'm saving his life. He was bleeding out.
Now you have it in the wrong place.
I think I remember enough of Anatomy 101 to know where the jugular vein is.
You would be in the right place if he were an adult. He's not an adult. He is a boy, which means you're also putting pressure on his trachea, which means he's not currently breathing. You have to put the pressure higher up. There.
Who are you?
Hello. I'm Dr. Sean Murphy. I'm a surgical resident at San Jose St. Bonaventure Hospital.
Tell me this isn't the best show you've ever fucking heard of.
Oh, Christ.
I got this way because my dad killed my rabbit.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I feel bad about this. But I will tell you this.
I didn't make the show.
I do want to watch it. And
hey, who doesn't?